a husband and father in Ukiah, another father in the coastal town of Cleone, just north of Fort Bragg, two men in different Mendocino County towns, both detained by ICE less than 24 hours apart. In Mendocino County last week, two apparently targeted ICE detentions in 1 week have raised new questions about who's being targeted and about a Redwood Valley hotel that may have played a role inadvertently. On July 14th, Miguel Nava Sandoval was detained on Brush Street in Ukiah. Family members say in a GoFundMe post that Nava Sandoval arrived in California at the age of 8 years old, applied for DACA as a teenager, and has lived in Ukiah ever since, working and raising a young family of his own. His DACA status is unknown. However, according to the Mendocino County Rapid Response Network, no arrest warrant was presented at the time of the detention. Nava Sandoval is now being held several hours south at the California City Immigration Processing Center. The very next day, on July 15th, ICE agents detained 46-year-old Juan Arenas Cinega in Cleone. Unlike Nava Sandoval, ICE's own statement on this arrest, issued via X, formerly Twitter, was very specific. Federal agents say that Arenas Cinega has prior convictions for DUI and spousal abuse, a prior deportation, and now faces a felony illegal reentry charge. However, in a cursory search of cases tied to Arenas Cinega's name in the Mendocino Superior Court, multiple traffic violations, including DUI, are listed, but we did not find a case related to domestic violence. Unlike Nava Sandoval, ICE's detainee locator system does not list where he is being held. It simply says, quote, call ICE, unquote, with a number that connects to an office in Tacoma, Washington, not in California. ICE's San Francisco field office representative, Jason Sweeney, told us by email that the agency does not break down arrest numbers by county and could not comment on current or future operations. Two men, detained a day apart, one with a documented criminal history the agency is highlighting, and one with no criminal record at all, according to family and community accounts, a DACA applicant who's been in Ukiah since childhood. It was also reported that federal agents had been lodging at the popular casino and hotel in Redwood Valley during the same week. On July 20th, the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians, headquartered in Redwood Valley, issued a public statement addressing reports that ICE agents had stayed at the tribe's Windham Hotel property. Tribal Council says the bookings came through a federal government lodging program and that the guests did not identify themselves as ICE agents or DHS personnel at the time of check-in. The council pointed to a unanimous vote, a 7-0 vote, that formally barred ICE and DHS agents from staying at the property and reiterated that they have a no ICE policy. Redwood Valley sits between Ukiah and Cleone, the two reported arrest locations. Whether the hotel was actually used as a staging point for those operations is something we cannot confirm. When we asked the tribe for specific reservation dates, they responded but declined to provide any information. None of this reporting would be possible without local rapid response networks doing verification work in real time. The Mendocino County Rapid Response Network confirmed both detentions within hours, including details like the number of agents on scene and the description of vehicles involved. They even put out a Be on the Lookout alert for two specific vehicles seen near Fort Bragg during that week, a black Hyundai Tucson SUV and a silver Jeep Cherokee with temporary dealer plates, they say. Humboldt County's own Central del Pueblo also hosts a rapid response network. The Humboldt County Rapid Response Network also coordinates similar tracking and is hosting Know Your Rights trainings and free attorney consultations this week in Eureka July 23rd through the 25th in partnership with the UC Davis Labor and Community Center. Representative Jared Huffman's office, whose district covers Mendocino County as well as Humboldt, has not responded to our request for comment on either case, despite two outreach attempts. For KMUD News, I'm Ryan Hudson.